This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Bobby Blanco of MassinSports.com just got back from West Palm Beach, where he was enjoying spring training. Bobby, there's a lot going on in camp, but I got to tell you, I love the way Mike Soroka's stuff looks. He's been dealing.
Yeah, he has. He had a really good second outing yesterday up in Jupiter against the Cardinals lineup that had guys like Nolan Arenado in it. So he's facing some major leaguers. Struck out six. His fastball was pretty lively. It was sitting around 95, topping at 96, which is higher than it was last year when he was splitting time between the rotation and bullpen with the White Sox. So, yeah, I mean, that's a good development for the Nationals. This is who they signed to kind of fill out this rotation, take over the void that was left behind by Patrick Corbin departing. And if he's can be a guy for them this year, you know, behind Mackenzie Gore and Jake Irvin, this is a really nice piece on a one-year deal that either turns into a trade piece or is part of a rotation that may be making a push for October late in the year. So either way, a really good development for this Nationals rotation.
Bobby, you were down there firsthand with those eyeballs. So vague open-ended question here, but who do we need to be talking about? Like from afar, we get like one game every month or something, and you can see a couple highlights here and there, but you're just relying on reports and a couple speeches here and there. But who's kind of turning some heads?
This might be an easy answer and maybe an obvious answer, but I strangely feel like we're not talking enough about Dylan Cruz down at camp. I think a lot of the attention in the past week or so, at least since games have started, has been on James Wood, rightfully so, because he hadn't played the field. He was delay into games because of the right quad injury. A lot of concern around there, but he's fine. But Dylan Cruz probably has had the best start to camp as anybody in that clubhouse. I mean, he has just proven to be, so far, as that consistent, really good, above-average baseball player right now, heading into his rookie season. I know we're only halfway through camp. It's only been, 10-plus spring training games. So, you don't want to put too much stock into guys who perform well. You don't want to get too low on guys who haven't come around just yet. But, Dylan has, at the plate, used the middle of the field really well, which we know that the Nationals want all their hitters to do. We know he has that gap-to-gap power. We know that if he gets one down the line, he has the speed to go for extra bases. And in the outfield, not only in right field has he played well, he's played a couple games in center and played really well out there too. So I think he is setting himself, again, kind of a cop-out answer. He's a favorite to win Rookie of the Year this year, a top prospect, all of that, but I just feel like, we should be paying more attention to Dylan at the top of this lineup and what he's been doing on a daily basis, because he's been by far the most productive and most consistent player down there.
7-for-19 at the plate to start spring training for the Nationals. What are realistic expectations for him as a rookie this year?
I think, leading or at least being a part of that Rookie of the Year conversation, you're looking at a guy who can probably go 20 to 30 doubles, hopefully hit between 15 and 20 home runs if the power comes along, steal around 30 bags if he gets on base at a good clip. Is that guy in between C.J. Abrams at the top of the lineup and James Wood behind him in the lineup? And that's the lineup that David Martinez is running out tonight against the Mets. C.J. Dillon, James, 1-2-3 for the first time this spring. That should be fun to watch or read about, at least go over this evening. But, yeah, I mean, I think he is going to be one of the better young players, not just in the National League, but all of baseball, and definitely one of the best players on this team if, you know, he stays healthy and he lives up to the expectations that he is setting for himself right now with a good start to spring training.
Bobby, do you play video games?
Yes, sir.
Are you like a fun dude that just plays like sports games like Madden and stuff like Darius, or a dork like me that does like other kind of games?
Oh no, dork like you do a little bit of both.
All right, so do you ever like create Bobby in a game and make yourself like super jacked and chiseled and awesome, and then like you have like a helmet and a spear and things like that? You ever do that?
Yes.
Can I be the judge and slam my gavel and say, where are you going with this, counselor?
That's what Jacob Young looks like. He looks like an avatar version of Jacob Young. Like, he is so yoked at this point. It wasn't like he was tiny before, but he's got muscles on muscles at this age. It looks like he did create a player. Is that going to make a big difference for him?
He looks like he got the Captain America Super Soldier serum over the offseason,
right?
Just coming from a regular dude to now just this jack superhero in center field. Yeah, I think so. I think the Nationals are really hoping that it helps him at the plate. I think that, you know, he worked a lot over the offseason about, you know, getting his swing faster, getting his timing down, and hopefully being more of a threat at the plate instead of a guy that, you know, hopefully gets on base and then obviously steals bases and plays excellent defense. So if he could become a more all-around player, especially with his offensive production, I mean, that's just an added bonus because he doesn't have to be that guy in this lineup, but that definitely helps and, like, you know, makes this lineup even deeper if he, at the bottom of it in the nine hole, is a guy that can get on base or, you know, hit for average and then also have a nice on-base percentage and score runs for them.
Bobby, thanks, buddy. Good catching up.
Yeah, have a good weekend, boys.
You got it.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.